Time now for Inside Maryland Politics. It's made possible by PNC. I'm Nathan Sterner, joined in studio by Jeremy Bauer-Wolf, reporter for MarylandReporter.com. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
And what we're going to talk about now is something involving the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Agency, the Secure Communities Programs, and a pair of dueling bills moving forward in the General Assembly. Let us start with the Secure Communities Program. This is a program that's been in place for several years. Exactly what is it?
So Secure Communities is a federal program. It's organized by ICE, and it reaches down through local law enforcement agencies to enforce and retain suspected illegal immigrants.
Criminal immigrants. Is that not the intention of the program?
More often than not, there's a lot of sheep that get caught up in with the wolves, so to speak.
I think the ACLU said something like 43% of the people that have been caught through the Secure Communities program are people who have had no criminal background on record.
That's correct.
So what Secure Communities does is it requests that local police agencies hold people without their papers for, what, 48 hours after they normally would?
When a suspected illegal immigrant is processed, they're fingerprinted, and that's sent to the Department of Homeland Security, who cross-checks in their database. After that, they will issue an immigrant detainer, which is sometimes confused for a criminal warrant. But actually what it does is just request that local law enforcement agents hold a suspected illegal immigrant in their custody for an extended 48 hours while they investigate their status.
Which generally is used for ICE agents to come up and pick that person up.
Correct. Yes. More often than not, they're going to have a follow-up. They're going to be sending an ICE agent down to the local law enforcement agent to pick up that individual.
This immigrant detainer, this is a request, not an actual order, correct?
Correct. In Baltimore City and Prince George's County, where there's a higher immigrant population, they want to engender trust with these people because more often than not, they're going to be the ones that help them solve crimes. They're going to be reporting crimes. So they really don't want to scare these people off. They want to make sure that they have trust and they foster trust with these individuals.
So here in the city and in Prince George's County, they generally are releasing these people when they normally would.
Correct. In 2012, the Baltimore City mayor actually issued an executive order that said if a suspected illegal immigrant is coming forward and assisting with a crime, the law enforcement agent cannot ask about their status.
That brings us to the legislation. So there is one bill that would turn this immigrant detainer from its current request into a mandate. It would require that all law enforcement agencies, including those in Baltimore City and Prince George's County that aren't doing it now, follow the ICE requests.
That's correct. That's sponsored by Delegate McDonough. And
Pat McDonough of Baltimore County.
And then the other one is sponsored by Delegate Gutierrez.
This is the one that would pretty much undo it, that would require that law enforcement agencies in Maryland ignore the request from the ICE officials. So which one of these bills is going to make it through the General Assembly?
It's impossible to tell at this point. You know, lawmakers were definitely hazy during the committee hearing where they heard both sides of the bills. And, you know, you had law enforcement from the different municipalities vouching for both. Like, as I said, Baltimore City and Prince George's County, they had representatives from the police department come and support Delegate Gutierrez's bill, which would undo the mandate. And then Frederick County, the sheriff, testified in support of Delegate McDonough's bill. So it's almost impossible to tell which one would actually pass.
Thank you so much for explaining this legislation to us. For Inside Maryland Politics here on Your Public Radio, I'm Nathan Sterner.
And I'm Jeremy Bauer-Wolf. Thanks for having me.